Watcher, the sky is very dark, but coming through the darkness is a bird. It appears to be a dove, but from the size, I don't know if it's a dove or a white eagle. Now the bird is disappearing.
Patron of the dying.
There are many figures now coming from the sky through this darkness. St. Michael is standing on one side of a huge cross. Now Michael is taking the spear he has in his right hand and pointing to this cross. And now he's pointing with a spear over to his left side, our right side. And now, in golden letters, the voice shimmering, almost metallic in appearance, are the words appearing, the mystical body. A cross upon the mystical body.
God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who has conceived.
Now there seems to be a deep darkness forming over a large globe. There's a huge globe, a circular figure, now coming through the sky. It's suspended as though it was out in the atmosphere.
We shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I see candles, small candles, coming through the darkness on various parts of the globe. Over on the right side of the globe, there's a beautiful, bright, bright light now. Oh, it's so beautiful because it's like looking into crystal clear, oh, translucent. I don't know any human words to describe the light. Our Lady now is coming through the light.
Hail Mary.
She's very beautiful. She's dressed in a white gown, and over her shoulders and her head, hanging very loosely, the most beautiful mantle. Beautiful because the blue, the color blue, there's no description. It's neither sky blue nor royal. It's a color that I know only heaven could create for Our Lady. Our Lady has on her head a crown, a circlet of stars, beautiful diamond-like stars. She's smiling, but Our Lady has a very sad smile. Now she's placing her finger upon her lips, which means to listen. My child, I know the intense suffering, the heavy cross that you have been allowed to carry at this time. In the future, my child, you will understand the plan of the Eternal Father. You will accept all that is given to you for penance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I have cautioned my children in the past that there will be accidents that are not accidents.
Hail Mary.
Those who are of the world will question this statement. For in their search for knowledge, they are ever seeking, but never finding the truth. They do not understand the difference between the human body and the spiritual soul.
Now among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
My child, we are much pleased. The Eternal Father is very pleased at the manner in which the message from heaven is being dispersed throughout your world. As I promised you, my child, your afflictions shall not stop the message from being sent throughout your world. Time is of great importance. You must work with great haste. You must, my children, tell your brothers and sisters that they must not at this time separate themselves from your ruling bodies within your church. Satan has set upon the world much confusion and error. You must pray a constant vigilance of prayer that you do not fall into error. Do not be concerned at the confusion that Satan has set upon all at this time. Believe and you will be given the way. All that is rotten shall fall. The enemies of your God shall be exposed, for by their fruits shall they be known. My child, we have allowed you to go through a crucible of suffering. You are, as a human being, under constant test and trial.
Our Father who art in heaven.
My son and I, in our discourse with you, my child, have told you countless times that your road ahead in your earthly existence shall not be all roses, but you must receive the thorns. I have a simple lesson to give to all mankind at this time, my child. It is, as we know, charity among mankind.
Blessed art thou among women, and
all works and all acts of sacrifice, have they a value when they are not covered by charity? And what is charity, my children? When you come across lives that have been darkened by sin and evil, you must not become smug. You must not feel secure in your own piety and graces given to you. But you must feel a sadness of heart for those who have fallen into the darkness. You must not judge, for the Eternal Father has the only key to an individual heart. Satan will set himself to bring much discord among you in your mission. You must be aware of this at all times. I have cautioned you, my child, in the past to bar your doors to all but your close workers and immediate family. I say this for your protection and your peace of heart. The world has now become a battleground of the spirit. You must not become engrossed in inconsequential minor matters involving your salvation, my children. I refer to the separation of your brothers and sisters from my son's church as they are misled. They are misled because it is not the plan of the Eternal Father to have a schism, a breaking away from my son's church. Your Holy Father, Pope Paul the Sixth, is now in a great crucible of suffering. His days upon your earth are becoming numbered in the few. You will pray for him, and in your works seek to release him from his servitude to those tyrants who have set themselves about him in his human weaknesses and in his infirmity of body.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
you. Yes, my child. The message from heaven has reached the eternal city of Rome. You will not know until the end of time the full plan of the Eternal Father. In a war, my child, a war of human nature as well as the battle of the spirit, there is one who will guide during this battle. The Eternal Father in heaven knows the plan of all. In your human nature, you must not question, but you must receive, accept, and not question the direction of the Eternal Father to you. Do not be ashamed, my children, to shed tears with my son. Weep with him. Pray with him. Please make him happy. All who have received much, much is expected of them.
Glory be to the Father.
Do not be concerned, my child, of not having the great numbers of beads requested in your correspondence. We have sent now a manner of construction of these beads, the beads of prayer that will go throughout your world. Yes, my child, your letters have reached their destinations. Now you must pray for these poor souls that the grace shall be given to them by the Eternal Father to turn from their ways, that they shall receive the courage to come forward and acknowledge their God in truth. I ask all of our children upon earth to read the Holy Scriptures. We shall not fall into error if he starts this reading by imploring the Spirit of Light to aid you in your readings. The enemies of your God have massed now throughout your world to change and confuse the minds of many. My children, do not be concerned of those who may injure your human body, but be fearful, watch, and pray that those who can destroy your eternal soul, pray that they do not claim your children. Now, our lady is pointing up. She is holding her rosary in her right hand, and she's pointing up onto her right side. Now, coming to the sky, there's a man. He's dressed in a long white gown. He has hair that's reaching to his shoulders. It's gray-brown in color, and he also has a medium beard. Oh, I recognize him. St. Paul. Oh. Now, St. Paul is carrying a very large book, and he has our lady said, a quill in his hand, a quill, and he's writing now on very hard parchment placed on the book. My child, you are observing the manner in which much was written down by your prophets.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Now it's going very bright over by St. Paul's side, and through this light, there is a small figure emerging. Oh, it's St. Joseph. I know it's St. Joseph. Oh, now over on the left side of St. Joseph, there is a hut-like house. I never saw one like this. It has a roof made of a straw-like material, and inside it seems to be a bookshop. Oh. And the sides of the walls are like clay. And they don't have windows. It's just a window-shaped hole in the side and no door, just an opening. And there's a large table. It looks like a carpenter's shop. Yes, it is, because there is a strange-looking knife lying on the table. And what appears to be maybe the leg of a chair. Yes, it is the leg of a chair. Now, our lady is going over to the table, and St. Joseph is with her. Now, St. Joseph is touching his lips with his hand. My child, it is not my purpose to speak out in the presence of my queen. I find my words of humble import. However, in these days of deep darkness of spirit, what can I do but caution all mankind to hasten, hearken, and listen to penance now, for the time is growing short. Those days that were told by your prophets of old are fast approaching. There shall fall upon mankind a great chastisement. You must prepare your children and your families now. All this, my children, our children of earth, all this can be avoided. And how, you ask, my child? In wonderment you approach and ask, and how? By reparation, my children. The Eternal Father is most merciful. He begs for reparation, for his heart is filled with great sorrow, as he wants not one to be lost to him. The world will soon be baptized by fire, and many shall die in the great flame. Our home, my children, was a simple home of prayer. Our home was lacking of material goods, but rich in that which is needed for the salvation of the soul. The Father shall be the head of his household. A woman shall remain a companion to her husband. What manner of foul evils are now entering upon your homes and the lives of your children? What examples as parents have you given to your children? Many tears of sorrow shall be shed by parents too late. The abyss, hell, is open wide, and we stand and watch, helpless, to recover these souls. We look into many homes, my children, and find discord, disunity, and sorrow, confusion, and despair, manners of aberration, the matrimonial bond broken, sin becoming a way of life. The families that will pray together shall stay together. You must keep your monuments in your homes. You are not worshipping idols as claimed by the unbelievers. You are keeping before the eyes of your children symbols of your God and the kingdom to come. In your world that has been given to Satan, your children open your doors, the doors of your homes, and go forward out into a world that has been given to Satan. As parents, you must safeguard and prepare your children for these onslaughts of Satan. The innocent children are being misled. They are being led into a life pattern that will lead to eternal damnation. What manner of teacher have you allowed to take this pure soul and contaminate it? As parents, you have an obligation to investigate those who associate and direct the lives of your children. We look into many homes and we find no close bond of unity. And why? Because you prefer to keep a diabolical machine in your home. Those televisions. These, my children, are all creations of Satan. The family does not pray together. The mother does not bring the knowledge of God to her children. The father seeks his way in the world, gathering money and material things that are all passing. Cleanse your home. Start anew. Work together for your reward in the eternal kingdom. Your home must be now a fortress against the evil that surrounds you. The road to heaven is a long one and a narrow one, my children. The road to damnation is wide, and it is filling fast. Now it's going very dark, and it's as if it looks like the sky is just evaporating, like a photographic picture fading, just fading back into the sky. And I see now a bright light over on the right side of the sky, and a tower of a large building. Oh, I recognize it's Rome. My children, right over the dome, like a shaped building, St. Michael is coming down now. He has on a long robe, and he's carrying the balance, the golden balance, in his right hand. He's pointing with his spear now, which he's holding in his left hand, to the building. It's the Vatican. My child, I shall not repeat the directions given to you in the past for mankind. No. That there are many evils being perpetrated for the destruction of your church in the Vatican. There are those who have given themselves to the darkness, and there are still candles of light. The great council, the council that has brought forth discord, disunity, and the loss of souls, the major fact behind this destruction was because of the lack of prayer. Satan sat in within this council, and he watched his advantage. He is now playing a game of chess with the red hat and the purple hat, moving them with great glee as he watches the evil accelerate and all manners of people are flowing fast through the doors of the holy cities and all ecumenical bodies.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Your country, Sister Michael, she passed her hands across her face to say, sad. My child, my heart is heavy. Pierced with a great sorrow of what is to befall your country. My heart is torn for those with the influence who have cast aside my message. They have cared more for worldly acknowledgement and good, selling their soul to get to the head. How many earth years have I come down from heaven to reach you with these words of warning and direction? I have pleaded with the pastors within my son's church to return to their tradition. I have pleaded for recognition of fact and truth and the destruction that is now being perpetrated by a conspiracy of the red hat in my son's church. Oh, my children, the red hat has fallen and the purple hat is being misled.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Your country under the label of liberalism, rationalism, humanism, all manners of fallacy have now committed the most abominable of acts. Justice, law, discipline are being replaced by all manners of evil, permissiveness, loss of knowledge of sin, debauchery, a true picture of Sodom and Gomorrah. I repeat, for your enlightenment again,
Hail Mary,
no woman shall stand in the sacrifice as a priest. How dare you set yourselves for a change created by Satan? The plan of the Eternal Father has been made quite clear to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Your Father now is not the eternal Father of heaven, but the Father of all liars. Satan. My son's body, sacrificed for you, tortured for you, is now being re-crucified in his own church. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Your country, the United States, the Americas, has been free from demolition and destruction on a mass scale. But nevermore shall you know this peace and security. You shall be given the sword. Oh, my children, I do not come among you to set fear into your hearts, but to save you. Those who are setting themselves to change the world and to change my son's church, their direction is not coming from the light, but from the darkness, and the prince of darkness, Satan. My child, I know your great sorrow, the tears shed, hours of the days of your life. I know the great suffering your mission has brought upon you. Could I but spare you this suffering, shall be a hidden grace, my child. You must experience all in order to promote your mission. The knowledge given to you will be your strength.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Many prophets have desired to see what you have seen and to know what you have had. And I say unto you, my child, that your burden will soon be lightened. All that I have promised you in the past through my Son and the Eternal Father shall come to pass. Years upon your earth are not similar to the count in heaven. The Antichrist forces are now raging throughout earth. It is the time of the separation of the sheep from the goats. Do not lose faith, my child, in the photographs you are receiving. They are from the Eternal Father. Satan has not entered upon them. Do not be concerned of the opinion of mankind, my child, but you will continue to go forward without fear and with much courage and perseverance. The power of Satan, my child, is grace. He can set the stage and make the plan for extinction of a human body, but this will not happen without the permission of the Eternal Father. Now Our Lady is placing her rosary out in front of her. Oh, the crucifix is very golden on the rosary. And she's going like this. Oh, and she's blessing us with the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is going over to her right side, our left side, and she's placing now her hand out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. There's a beautiful circlet of light about Our Lady's head. It has stars now all around the edges. It's so beautiful. There are no human words to explain the light. Oh. Now Michael is escorting Our Lady over to the right side. Now Lady is smiling. And she's placing her hand out with the rosary like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You will now sit back, my child, and continue with the prayers of atonement. My son will converse with you very shortly.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is...
It's like a transformation of one of the hosts into a very large one. Out of the circle of light that Jesus is stepping, it is just beautiful. Now Jesus has on his the coat is in the light so brilliant in color that I noticed his cloak is a burgundy red color. And his gown is very loose. It's very windy because his gown is blowing, but it's very billowy. And now Jesus has nothing on his feet, though. His feet are bare. I can see now he's placing his hand in front of him like this, and I can see the imprint of the nails on his hand. Now Jesus is touching his lips, and his hair now is flowing. His head isn't covered. It's very windy too, very standing. But I don't believe it's cold because it seems very comfortable. And the light. Now, my child, listen carefully and repeat after me. Will soon be given to mankind. It will be a major awakening to many. The rumbling and the shaking of the elements will set fright into many hearts. However, you have been prepared for this time. I do not intend to follow my mother's message to you with added words of warning and prophecy. No, I am certain that the message from heaven, the warnings are being dispersed throughout your world. The sin of pride and the arrogance of many in my house, church, has set a pattern of soul destruction among the young. I have asked that all who have been given the glory from the eternal Father to follow my word as pastors, shepherds of our sheep. There is much lacking in their direction. I do not have to give a listing by name. The plan of the Eternal Father shall reach those who commit and commit evil in their vocation. We ask that all remain steadfast in their mission. We ask that all do not leave now, but remain and await the warning that will soon be given to mankind. We do not wish a separation or a division among our sheep. You shall not compromise your faith. You shall not be misled into error in the name of humanism and modernization. Heresy abounds in my house. All manners of aberration and impurities are being tolerated by my pastors. I say unto you that you must now clean your house. No man who has been chosen from among the multitudes to be a representative from heaven shall use his right, his vocation, to gain worldly treasures and fall into the pattern of worldly living to the sorrow of those souls entrusted to him. You must awaken now from your slumber. I repeat, cleanse my house now, or I shall set a chastisement upon you. The photographs that have been given have revealed much to mankind in a manner that has not been used by the Eternal Father in your past history. They are given for a reason. Some a private revelation and others for instruction. Examine them well, you who have been chosen as instruments by the Eternal Father for this mission. There will be set upon mankind a great chastisement that will claim many human lives. The ball of redemption approaches your world, and there shall be a baptism of fire. My mother has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. A voice shall not be stilled. A word of warning and direction shall not be cast aside. As a disciple of light, each one of you shall go forward and give the message from heaven. If you are rejected, continue on to the next door. Your mission is not to force your will upon mankind, but to bring the message of your God to your brother and your sister, and pray that he shall at least look upon and examine this message for the salvation of his soul and the souls of those he loves. For you who have been given graces, much is expected of you. You must not fall asleep and just wait for the outcome of your mission. You must work and you must pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Your labors must not cease while you are upon the earth. Great shall be your reward in heaven. I promise you, my children, your labor shall bear great fruit for the eternal kingdom of your God. You shall all gather one day with me, and we shall reminisce of the days upon earth and the glory that your efforts and your struggle through this mission have brought to the eternal Father and the many souls that you have rescued from the abyss. Now Jesus is going forward and placing his hand in front of him like this. I bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his cloak over his left arm. He's smiling. The light is growing very, very bright as he comes down closer to us. And now he's going over onto the left side by the tree and looking down and placing his hand out in front of him like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's going over, and Michael is coming down from high in the sky on the left side. He may have been standing there, but I didn't notice before, and he's following Jesus. They're not walking, they just seem to glide. The air carries them right across the sky. And Jesus now is looking down. He's placing his hand out like this in front of him and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now with your prayers of atonement and your works with charity. Cures and conversions shall be given, shall continue to be given in abundance. And now Jesus is placing his hands out in front of him like this. Both hands, and there are streams of white light, tremendous white light, coming out from his fingers. And they're falling right down upon the ground here. Oh, it's like three streams of light out of each hand, down onto the ground. It's a beautiful sight. It's beautiful. Now, they just seem to be like evaporating. They're slowly dying down, the coloration of the light. And now Jesus is moving backwards with Michael. and he's nodding his head. You will continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Martin.
Continue the rosary.
Calling in the roses, pray for us.